Single Mom Podcast, episode 71. Have you ever been made to feel like just because you're a mom, all of a sudden you're not a person anymore? Like you're not supposed to feel things, you're not allowed to be angry or frustrated or irritated or annoyed or, you know, any of the normal stuff that you went through before you were a mom. In today's episode, I talk about a recent incident that happened and how it really brought back home to me how often people think this, that you're not allowed to be hurt by your kids or upset by your kids or annoyed or angered. If you're a mom, you're supposed to be better than that, above it. And all of those things that used to annoy you or anger you or make you feel bad, those things aren't supposed to make you feel bad anymore because you're a mom, right? No, that's not how it works, and it's not healthy to feel that way either. Welcome to the Single Mom Podcast, a show dedicated to all of you rockstar moms out there who are doing it all on your own while trying to keep your sanity and sense of humor. Our show covers a ton of different topics, all intended to inspire and motivate you single moms out there to live your absolute best lives. Now, let's dive into today's show. Hey, and welcome to this episode of the Single Mom Podcast. I hope you're having an absolutely wonderful day. At the time that I'm recording this, is actually Memorial Day. And so if you're listening to this on Memorial Day, or even if it's not Memorial Day, just take time to kind of remember those who have paid the ultimate price to help ensure our freedom, and those who have gone in and done what not all of us are suited or capable of doing, are willing. I'm an Army brat. I grew up with military family. My grandfather was Army. My father was Army. My uncle was Army. My grandfather on my other side was Navy. So I've always had just great respect for those who are willing to serve this country, protect our freedoms, and ultimately, you know, be willing to pay that ultimate price to help protect this country. And so it's always a good thing to make sure you keep them in your thoughts and remember those who have died and given their lives for everything that we have here. So moving forward, I'm diving into today's podcast, and this one's coming off of something that recently just happened that just brought up a lot of sort of, something occurred, and I'll give you the details of it here in a second, but, I wanted to preface this with just the knowledge that this is something that has caused me to have a lot of, I just had to do a lot of real sort of introspect, you know, like I've just had to sort of really take a hard look at myself and also the situation. And it brought up a lot of feelings, emotions, you know, questions that I've just sort of wanted to put out there. And honestly, a lot of annoyance and frustration. So I've been sort of across the board on a lot of things. So to give you the backstory on this, my daughter, who I absolutely adore, love so much, and she and I have had this amazing relationship for many, 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 many years. She has gone through many years of dealing with a lot of problems and issues and struggles when it came to her relationship with her father. And I have been there and tried to help her maneuver through those struggles, maneuver through those frustrations, all of the emotions and the upset and the hurt. You know, when things weren't going the way that, you know, she really wanted them to go, she spent a lot of time thinking that she was not as important to her father as she wanted to be, and to be honest, as important as she should be. And I know that that was hard for her. There was a lot of, you know, just emotional struggles with that. And, you know, from my perspective, my side, I saw it. I saw, you know, how she felt, the things that she was going through, when she was crying. I saw all of that. Her father never did. Her father only saw the side that she wanted him to see, you know, the side, the daughter who, you know, when she went over there, she didn't tell him when she was upset. She spent a lot of years just really just sort of, you know, dealing with it. And then she would come home and then sort of the floodgates would open. And then when I would mention it to her father, he would get upset and angry with me, telling me that I was trying to cause problems and yada, yada, yada. And so it's always been a really hard position to be in, just to try and kind of, you know, I'm like, I'm the mom, I see my daughter, it makes me upset that my daughter's upset. I try and explain and talk to, you know, her father about it, and then I get treated like I'm a bad guy because I'm trying to help him see kind of what's going on and how our daughter feels. If she's not willing to tell him, then I'm going to tell him. And we spent many years doing that, and it was very hard. And, you know, when I come from a place where, you know, I unapologetically have no problem saying I would be perfectly content if my daughter's dad had just disappeared. You know, other than the fact that it would upset my daughter. You know, she loves her dad and I know she loves him, but that honestly is the only reason that I have a desire for him to be in her life. My life, selfishly, would be so much easier if he wasn't around. I wouldn't have to share decision-making. I wouldn't have to share time. I wouldn't have to worry about the other party, you know, and I've always struggled with that. That's always been really hard for me because, and I've talked about it before on the podcast, you know, I spent 7 years before my daughter was born being the be-all, end-all, only parent for my boys. I never had to consult with anybody else about anything. I didn't have to ask. I didn't have to say, hey, don't forget about this appointment, or hey, let's talk about a good time to do this. Hey, when do we want to start scheduling, you know, visitation time? Hey, when do, you know, I never had to do any of that. So I, you know, that gave me a certain, like, I had full control over my kid's life. And so in that, I became a huge control freak about my kids' lives because I'm the only one that ever had to do it. So when my daughter was born and her father wanted to be a part of her life, which again, I do not begrudge that. I love that. I want him to be a part of her life for her, not for me. And that's the distinction, right? If it was up to me selfishly, and I admit that it is selfish, I would love to not have to worry about dealing with another person. I truly am not a co-parenting person. Like, just and that's just who I am. I'm so used to doing it on my own. I kind of suck at, and I'm trying, you know, I'm not great at it, right? And I will fully admit I am not great at it, because I don't like it. And that's just me, you know, and I'm trying really hard to work on that, but, you know, regardless. So for many, many years, my daughter, like I said, she just really struggled with a lot of stuff that was going on with her father. And as she got older, she and I would continue to talk, and I would keep telling her, I'm like, you need to talk to your dad. You need to talk to your dad. You need to have these conversations. It's important that he knows how you feel. Your relationship with him is never going to improve and never get better if you do not have these conversations. And I know they're hard conversations. And yes, as I'm saying these, I know that these are things that I also should apply to myself. I understand the irony in this. However, it's more important to me that my daughter develop the better relationship with her father. Now, the problem with that is, in the last year or so, they have, right? There was a bad incident that happened that literally kind of got my daughter up in arms, and she quite honestly went to her dad and just sort of laid it down and said, look, this is where I'm at. And if things don't change and things don't get better, then I have no problem going and talking to a judge and saying, hey, I don't want to go to my dad's anymore. And I think that that kind of woke him up because it was finally coming from her and not from me. So it was, you know, and even, and this was a struggle for her too, because even when she would say how she felt, he would say, oh, those are your mom's words. Oh, that sounds like your mom. Why don't you have your mom get on the phone since that's what she thinks? No, that's not what it was. You know, I was never telling her dad something that you know, I was never trying to put my feelings out like they were coming from her. I was relaying what she was telling me. I was relaying how she felt. I was relaying the problems and struggles she was having. But he never interpreted it that way. He always just felt that I was just trying to cause problems. And so then when she started voicing her opinion, he was like, oh, that's your mom. No, this is our daughter. She's trying to tell you how she feels. So that was actually, I think, a really big wake-up call for her father, which is awesome. Because ever since then, it's almost been like a complete 180, which is exactly what she was looking for. And now she's wanting to be over there more, and she's spending more time with her dad, and her relationship with her father is getting a little bit better. And I really, really wanted that for her, because it has been so important for her. The flip side of that, though, is it sucks for me. And I am struggling really, really, really hard with it, because I've spent the past 11 years being, for the better part, my daughter's be all end all, right? And even though her dad was a part of her life, but there was always struggles, and she always felt like she wasn't as important, you know? And so I was the person that was, you know, we had a really, really strong, tight, good relationship, just loving and everything. So now she's got this better relationship with her father, which is awesome for her. And also on top of that, she's a tween. So now I'm dealing with the whole, it's like a double whammy for me. Now it's like, it's difficult to get my daughter to want to spend time with me because she's a tween and she would rather just sit in her bedroom, horizontal all day long on FaceTime with her friends than do anything else. And that drives me mad. There's so many different things that are going on where I'm just like, you know, and she's like, you're always yelling at me. I'm like, I'm not yelling at you. I'm just annoyed that it's taken you 8 times of me telling you before you finally picked your clothes up off the floor or finally got to your room or, you know, did something that I'd asked you to do 5 or 6 or 7 times, right? So those are the things. I'm like, those are the things that I'm frustrated about. I'm annoyed. And yes, I am going to be frustrated. And yes, this is the time when you and I are going to butt heads, and it's hard and it's frustrating and it's annoying for both of us, right? So we're having a really, you know, difficult time. But on top of that, me emotionally and personally going from the relationship that I had with my daughter to having it completely flip on its head, that's been very emotional and hard for me, because it was almost like it like instantly happened. It wasn't even like I got a chance to sort of ease into it. It just sort of was like, boom, here it is. And that's difficult for me. And again, throwing in the whole having to co-parent, having to share my daughter's time, having her, you know, wanting to do a week on, week off thing, which I've always told her since she was old enough, you know, that I thought it would be fine for her, you know, to be able to manage a week on, week off. I've told her, when you're ready for it, let me know if it's something you want to do. I've asked her many, many, many times over, and I've always asked her, hey, do you know, your dad's going to ask if you want to do a week on, week off this summer. And always she's been like, no, I don't really want to do that. And again, it's because of, you know, she just always felt like, you know, her dad just kind of wasn't all in, you know. And so now she's like, yeah, week on, week off. Okay, cool. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to struggle with it. So that's sort of, there's a lot of backstory, right? That brings us to the issue that happened. And I'm going to dive into what happened here in just a minute. We're going to go to a quick break, and then I'll start diving into the story and tell you, kind of what happened, what the fallout was from it, why I did what I did, and, kind of my reasoning behind it. And also the main point of this whole podcast is, going to be covered in that. And really what it boils down to is, why everybody assumes that because you're a mom, you're not a person anymore. You're not a person who has feelings, emotions, frustrations, who is going to make mistakes. Like, all of a sudden, simply because you're a mom, you're not supposed to be doing any of those things, right? Like, that's how people treat you. And so I'm going to dive into that a little bit more after our break. So I'll be back in just a few seconds.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, welcome back. And before the break, I told you that I was going to dive into the incident and the issue that happened that sort of spurred this podcast, as well as the main kind of topic about why I felt it was important to kind of share this. And that is really to say that for some reason, when we become moms, when we become parents, I guess it could apply to dads too, but I can only speak from a mom perspective, right? For some reason, we're not expected to be regular people anymore. You're suddenly a new category of species, right? It's regular mom, regular women, right? Just women, people, and then all of a sudden, mom, right? And you become something separate. And all of a sudden, the expectations of you are different than they were when you were just a person. And that's frustrating. So to dive into this topic, what happened is I had been very frustrated and upset with a lot of the things that had gone on with my daughter. Now, I want to preface this by saying anytime I get upset or annoyed or irritated or angry with my children, because yes, we are human. And yes, those things happen, right? Our feelings and emotions don't just shut off because we became moms. We still get pissed off at things. We still get annoyed by things. The things that used to annoy us when we were regular, quote unquote, people are still going to annoy us when we're moms. In fact, they probably annoy us even more because we deal with ridiculous shit on a regular basis, right? So I have always, though, tried with my kids any time where we have an issue, whether it's a blow up or I'm frustrated or I'm angry or I'm upset, or they're upset or angry or sad or whatever, that we talk it out afterwards, right? We go through whatever we need to go through. We process whatever we need to process. We spend the time being pissed off and seething mad for however long it takes us to calm the hell down. And then once we've done so, we talk. We talk. We talk about what happened, why we feel the way we feel, what we can try and do to avoid it next time. Like, we've always done this. And that's how I truly believe that it should be done, is because to act like we're not supposed to get upset or angry or hurt or cry or frustrations don't bother us, like to act like none of that is real is, you know, that does a disservice to my kids. Everybody, we're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to screw up. We're all going to jump to conclusions. We're going to always take things personally. There's tons of stuff that's going to happen because we're human beings. It's in our nature. So to pretend that it's not going to happen with our kids is ridiculous. Of course it's going to happen with our kids. They're little people, right? So, and they're learning from us. So when we have frustrations, they learn how we manage them from watching us. So I always try and have that conversation with my kids because I want them to understand that all of those feelings and emotions and reactions are all perfectly normal. And it's how we deal with them afterwards that is important, right? We don't want to pretend they didn't happen. We don't want to pretend they don't exist. We don't want to pretend that everything's okay if it's not really okay. It's important that we talk it out, okay? Or at least try. And also try it, because if we never talk it out, how are we going to resolve whatever the problem was? How are we going to fix? You know, I've always told my daughter, and this is what I've told her, you know, especially when she was dealing with all the stuff with her dad, I would say, you've got to talk to your dad. And she goes, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what I do. He doesn't listen to me. He doesn't care what I have to say. And I keep telling her, I was like, that's not true. I said, you've just got to keep going. I said, because, and here's the reason why it's so important that you do talk to your dad and talk to me. But, you know, right now we're struggling with whatever's going on with your dad. Is if you don't tell him that something is bothering you, he's not going to instinctively know. He's not psychic. I'm not psychic. Nobody's psychic. And this applies to your whole life. If something is bothering you, if somebody is doing something that bothers you, if it upsets you, if it hurts you, if it angers you, if you don't say something, they're not gonna know, more than likely. Okay? So it's important that you stand up. And I always tell my daughter, I always want you to speak your truth. Always. I may not like it. It may make me angry. It may frustrate me. It may totally go against what I personally believe, but it is very important that you feel confident to speak your truth. What is true to you? What is important to you? Your feelings, how you feel, what is wrong with you? You need to do that. You have a voice and you need to use it. I have always told her that. Now, she struggles with it. She does, just like we all do, because my daughter is very, you know, one of the things that was bringing up this big problem that I'm going to dive into was that she was lying to me. And I knew she was lying to me. And I was catching her in her lies to me. And I was hurt by the fact that she was lying to me. Well, let me rephrase. I was hurt by what she was doing and then angered by the fact she was lying, because I don't like being lied to. But she was lying to me because she didn't want to hurt my feelings. So she would go to her dad's house and then she would send me a text message, or she would call me and say, hey, can we do this, or can I do that? Can I stay over a little because I made this plan and this plan and this plan? And that would upset me and frustrate me and hurt me, because I was basically feeling like, if you knew you were supposed to be coming home to my house, why would you make these plans that required you to stay longer at dad's house? That to me was just inconsiderate of my time and my feelings. And so I was upset and hurt by that, because I felt like, okay, she's doing all these things because she doesn't want to be around me. And that makes me feel bad, right? Now that she's developing this better relationship with her dad, she doesn't want to be around me. That's how I interpreted it. And that's how I felt. Now, whether that was rational or not, or accurate, we're irrational people, right? I was hurt on a deep mom level, right? And, you know, it doesn't make sense. Emotions are irrational things. They make us feel bad and our brains get clouded and we start feeling like, well, I'm hurt, so, you know, now I'm going to be irrationally upset by it. So, you know, I would message her back and I'm like, And again, I was just frustrated on top of that, because I felt like it was just really disrespectful. I try and schedule anything and everything around my time and do so to absolutely avoid, if possible, encroaching on their time, right? Because that's just not fair to just take away their time. You know, if I have to schedule appointments on their days, I'm like, hey, is this cool? Does this work for you? Like, I try and be considerate of their time. And when people do not reciprocate that, I get very, very annoyed. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, if I'm going to give you the courtesy of respecting your time and your, you know, the things you have going on in your life and your business and everything else, when you don't give me that same courtesy back, that pisses me off, right? So there were several levels of reasons why I was annoyed and upset. But then I came to find out later on, it was like, oh, it's because, you know, she would tell you lies because, you know, her dad would tell me she's lying to you because she doesn't want to hurt your feelings. Well, when you do that, not only do you hurt my feelings, you also piss me off because you lied to me. I don't like being lied to. So there was a lot of hurt going on back and forth for me because of that. And so I know that I did not handle it in the best fashion, but, you know, so I was just annoyed and frustrated and angry. Well, then like a day or so later, one of the people that I follow on Instagram, Jamie P. Sullivan, she's actually a producer, and she was on, I can't remember. Anyway, she's been on TV and stuff, but I follow her. She's very funny. She's a very cool lady. I love watching her stuff. She posted something on her Instagram that said, when someone, pay attention to the way someone talks to you or treats you when they're drunk or angry, because that's when they have no filter. So that's when you're getting like how they really truly feel about you. I'm sure there was I can't remember that, but that was basically the gist of the post. And I was like, oh, that is so true. And so I reposted, I shared the image, and I was like, this is actually very, very true, because, you know, I spent a lot of time with my ex You know, and he, when he was drunk, he called me names and he said horrible things about me. And I always said, you know, I kind of defended it saying, well, he's drunk. And he would never even remember that he did it the next day because he was drunk when he did it. But I should have paid attention to that because that was when he was truly showing me how he actually felt about me instead of deluding myself into thinking it was something that, you know, I should have just not blown it off because that is actually how he felt about me. And that would have saved me a lot of, you know, upset and heartache. And I will never, ever give anybody that power to hurt me like that ever again. So I posted it on my Instagram. The intent was not to deliberately dig on. It was just sort of like, this is a true statement and I've been through this and this is how I felt. And this is why I will never do it again. It's not the first time I ever posted anything like that again. And I'm certain it probably won't be the last because those are these lessons and the truths that we learn as we go through relationship. And especially if you've ever been in a shitty relationship or what you thought was a relationship, but the other person thought was something else or blah, blah, blah. Right. But regardless, apparently my daughter saw it and was hurt by it. Or upset by it, though I'm not entirely certain why she was hurt, because it's not, she hasn't heard those things before. She knew that those things happened. But she then passed it on to her father, who then got all upset about it. And he's like, oh, her friends see it, and her friends' parents can see this. And I was like, he's like, you're deliberately trying to hurt our daughter. And I was like, I'm not actually deliberately trying to hurt our daughter, but if everything I post is going to be interpreted as I'm trying to do this as a way to get back at my kid or hurt my kid or embarrass my daughter. None of that is ever intended. So I ended up ultimately just deleting my Instagram account. I'm like, this is not, like, my social media is a place for me to vent and put out my feelings and how I feel about things. And if it's going to be utilized as a weapon or misinterpreted that I'm trying to use it as a weapon, then I don't want that. I don't want that at all. So I'll just delete it. That's my personal Instagram account is now gone. So after that though, I was told like things like, oh, you're emotionally abusing our daughter and this and that. And I was like, you know what? I'm not emotionally abusing our daughter. I'm not deliberately trying to hurt my child. However, I am not going to sit and be miserable inside because I'm keeping how I feel about everything inside. I want my daughter and my boys to know. And as I said before, I want you to speak your truth. If you're hurt, if you're angry, if you're frustrated, that is all a part of being human and who you are. And I want you to be able to voice that without fear that there's something wrong with it, because there's not. There is nothing wrong with it. Now, how you do it is important, but emotions are irrational. So if you're angry, how often have you been angry and you've said something that you regret, like the second it comes out of your mouth, right? We're all human. We make mistakes. And 9 times out of 10, if we get hurt, we want other people to feel hurt. Unfortunately, that's how it is. Now, does it mean that we're deliberately trying to be an awful person? No. We're not trying to deliberately be an awful person. We're just not expressing our own pain in a really effective manner, okay? But again, humans, this is what frustrates me the most, is that being told, oh, you're trying to emotionally abuse your daughter. I'm not. I'm being human, right? Why is it because I'm a mom, all of a sudden I have to stop feeling how I feel or expressing how I feel? I'm at the point, we're at the point, me and my daughter, where I'm dealing with raging hormones from her side. She's dealing with hormones from mine because I'm still a female, right? We're gonna butt heads. There's gonna be conflict. And I recognize this. I acknowledge that it's gonna happen. It sucks. I hate it. I hate that we have to go through it. I would love for this whole portion of our life and growing up would be smooth sailing, but odds are it ain't gonna be, okay? And we're both just gonna have to figure out the best way to maneuver through it. But at no time, at any point, just because I'm expressing that I'm upset, I'm expressing that I'm hurt, I'm expressing that I'm angry, I'm expressing that I'm frustrated, I am not keeping those emotions inside because I've done that. I've been there and I've tried it, and it put me into such a freaking messed up emotional state that I was doing everything possible to make everyone else around me happy and suppressing every single tiny thing about me that I was so miserable that I had, like, I was to the brink of an emotional breakdown because I was making sure everyone else was okay and ignoring how I was. And that's not okay. And I don't want my daughter to do that. I don't want my boys to do that. I don't want anybody to do that. I want you to be who you are truthfully. Speak your truth. If you are going through some bullshit, if you are going through frustration, if you're going through hurt, expressing it is important. If my daughter does something that hurts my feelings, I'm going to let her know. That's not emotional abuse. That's me saying, hey, this hurts me. Now, my reactions to being hurt are not always the best. None of us are. When we're hurt, we're probably at our most irrational state. Being hurt and being angry. Those two right there are probably when our brain IQ goes down to like the lowest, because those are such visceral emotions that hurt. They hurt and they are very powerful. So we don't always handle them well. So I will be the first to acknowledge that I do not always handle things as the best that I can. But I also try to make sure that I talk with my kids. So anytime that my daughter and I have had issues, we've ended up sitting down and talking. And I know that she hates it because she's like, oh my God, mom's talking again. They're going to have to sit here for an hour. And she's going to tell me to stop looking at my phone and actually pay attention and start being considerate and looking at people when they're talking to them. And right? Like, I know that that's all going through her brain. But that's part of me parenting. That's part of me trying to instill those things in her, saying, hey, if you're having a conversation with someone, put down your phone, be respectful, look at them when they're talking to you. That's common courtesy, right? But to a tween, she's like, oh, mom's getting on me about my phone again, right? Like, I get it, but it doesn't mean I'm going to stop. I'm not going to stop having hour-long conversations with my kid if I feel like even just the teeniest, tiniest bit of it is getting through to her. That's what I'm going to do. But I'm not going to sit there and have someone tell me, oh, you're emotionally abusing your child. No, I'm not emotionally abusing my child. I'm trying to teach my child that her emotions are important and that she's not the only one that feels them. I feel them too. And it needs to be understood and acknowledged that, yes, there are going to be times when I hurt your feelings. There are going to be times when I make you angry. There are going to be times when I upset you, when I piss you off, when I frustrate you, when I annoy you. I fully understand that. Please understand, though, that you have to know that those are things that you're going to do to me as well. You're going to upset me. You're going to hurt me. You're going to annoy me. You're going to anger me. That's just the way it's going to be because we are human beings. Now, are there going to be times when you do those things deliberately? Yep. You're a tween going into being a teen. I fully remember there were times when I said things and did things that I knew were going to piss off my parents. Just knew it. I knew that what I said, the words that came out of my mouth, were deliberately intended to make my stepmother feel bad, to make my dad feel bad, to make my mother feel bad. Wasn't nice, wasn't rational. It's human. We're human, right? Please understand, though, you're going to do those things to me. It's not just a one-way street. And when those things happen, when I get hurt, when I get upset, when I get angry, we have to deal with it. But at no point is it abuse. At no point is it me deliberately trying to do those things. It's part of growing up. And as my daughter grows up, I'm growing with her. This is all new to me. All of it. With the exception of when I went through it myself, which I remember that in a whole different light than my parents do. My father laughs his butt off at me when I call him. And I'm like, did I cry this much? Because I don't remember crying this much. And he just laughs. I was like, what? I'm like, I don't remember having this much of an attitude. And he's like, oh, okay. Right? Like, he's like, okay, whatever you say. You know, we interpret it differently. And now that we're grown up, we're like, I wasn't this bad. And our parents are like, oh, all right, then we'll go with that if that makes you feel better. So it's all a part. We're all growing. together. But it's not okay to look at moms like we're suddenly supposed to be above all this, or that we're not allowed to process things like this, that we're not allowed to feel this way because we're moms, right? That's not true. If anything, we feel it more, because I swear to you, there is no hurt greater than a hurt from your kid. That just goes right through your heart. I could have best friends, boyfriends, family members, but my kid, if my kid slings that arrow at me, oh man, that is the worst. I can't even describe how bad it sucks when your kid does something that hurts you. It just guts you. And what, we're supposed to pretend like it didn't? I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. It's not healthy for me. I've been there. And the way that I process things is the way that I process things. And if it's not a great way to process, then that's how I learn. But I learned that from my daughter communicating to me. And we're working on that. It's a process to build that up, right? And we're just going to keep working at it. But it's important that everybody in your life knows that, hey, just because I'm a mom, just because I have kids, doesn't mean I stopped feeling things. Doesn't mean I stopped being the person that I was before I had kids. I still have those feelings and emotions and frustrations. They're all still a part of me. They didn't go anywhere. I can't pack them up in a box and pretend they don't matter. And you know what? It's not fair for anybody to ask me to do that. It's not fair to say, hey, we want you to take our emotions and our feelings and our hurts and our frustrations. We want you to take all of those into consideration while we fully ignore yours. That's not going to work. That's not okay. And that's how I'm living my life right now. Now, I know that there are people out there who disagree with it and think that it's wrong. And that's fine. You do you. But don't tell me I'm wrong for doing me. I'm not hurting my daughter, not physically hurting her. I am not traumatically hurting her. We are going through the growing pains. We are going through the emotional struggles. We are going through the frustrations. We are going through it. But in no way is it a deliberate attempt to emotionally impair or hurt my child. I'm trying to hopefully teach her a healthy way to deal with her emotions, not keep them bottled up, not pretend everything's okay if it's not. I don't want you to tell me you're all sunshine and rainbows if inside you are dark. I don't want that. I want to know. I want to know that you are able and you feel confident and secure enough to share that. Even if it's not with me, I still want you to speak your truth, because your truth is important. And what you're going through is important. But understand that while you're going through things, your parents are going through things, your friends are going through things. It's not just you. Give that same courtesy to the other people in your life and allow them to speak their truth as well. And that's what I'm hoping to teach my daughter. It is not abuse. I'm hoping it's a healthier emotional course. But again, we're all just going through this journey by the seat of our pants, hoping to God we're not screwing up our kids really bad, right? Like, that's, we're just trying to do what we feel is best. And that's all we can do as parents. It's really all we can do. And that's what I'm doing. So hopefully, as we keep going, things will smooth out and the course will steady. And, you know, I'm certain I will still have to deal with struggles, and I will still have to struggle with co-parenting, because again, I suck at it. I hate it. It's not my favorite thing, but you know, I got to try and do the best that I can for my daughter, because I know it's important. But I'm still always going to struggle, because that's just who I am. And I'm, you know, I acknowledge that. But hopefully everything kind of smooths out, and fairly certain we have some rocky roads ahead of us, but I'm hoping we're getting towards the end of it, but I don't know. We'll see. So I hope this was helpful to you. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. You know, please go to thesinglemomblog.com and, you know, let us know. Have you dealt with any of this? Do you ever feel like, oh my God, do you feel like I felt? We're like, oh, people assume that because I'm a mom, I'm not supposed to be a regular person. I'm a mom, and that's this higher category. And yes, it is awesome to be a mom. And yes, we kick ass. But that doesn't mean we're not people. It doesn't mean we don't have emotions and feelings and struggles. It doesn't mean those stop just because we delivered a child. If anything, our emotions and our struggles got bigger, right? So to minimize them and treat them like they're not important or that they don't exist is not healthy and it's not helpful. If you ever have felt like this, if you're struggling with this right now, if you have found ways to help deal with this, please go to the Single Mom blog and leave us a comment. I would love to hear from you. Enjoy the rest of your day. I hope it's fantastic, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much for joining me today for this episode of the Single Mom Podcast. I really hope that you enjoyed it. There is even more great stuff over at the Single Mom blog, so please be sure to head on over to thesinglemomblog.com. And also, don't forget to follow us on all of our social media channels so that you know anytime a new episode is posted.